His dad was gone by then, and it was just Mikey and his mom and sister. Jeanette was 3 years older than Mikey, and sometimes acted more like a mom than a sister. She was in her bathrobe with her hair wrapped up in a towel when the fire happened, and everybody ran outside to see what was going on. Jeanette was really embarrassed and didn't want anyone seeing what she called her nudity. She was far from naked in her long bathrobe, but if you looked really close, you could see part of a boob. Mikey ran through the house screaming, "Fire! Fire!" and making sure his mom and sister were safe. Nobody asked him how he knew about the fire, or how he had learned to spray the base of the fire with the extinguisher, or why he didn't call 911. I asked him if he'd set the fire. He said no, but he never explained what had happened to the lighter I kept by my fireworks. He said my mom must have found them. But if she had, she'd have taken everything and not just the lighter. Mikey had to have stolen it. I never told anyone about Mikey starting that fire. Somehow, I thought I'd be in as big of trouble as he'd have been. Besides, a guy doesn't rat on his best friend. Especially if no one got hurt. And that time, no one did get hurt. Now I know I was setting myself up for a pattern of apathy that would lead to... I'm getting ahead of myself. Point is, I should have done something about Mikey years ago. I didn't. Now I have to put it right.
Chapter 2. Mikey, a Terrible Task.
My new friend from the movie theater screamed an awful lot on the ride up here. Truthfully, I'd be glad to be rid of her. She yelled and cried about everything. Every nice thing I said, every funny joke I made. Even when I asked how she liked the burgers and ice cream I bought her, she screamed like I was murdering her. What kind of kid doesn't like cheeseburgers? I love them, always have. Of course, I didn't want to kill her. I never want to. It's sad, but that's no reason for her to mess everything up with her screeching and crying and carrying on when nothing was even happening yet. I went to a lot of trouble to make today nice. I went to a lot of those Barnaby movies, Teal and Tammy Barnaby, the twins. They were so pretty, and they did all those fun movies in exotic locales, London, Paris, Hollywood. Those twins got to go everywhere and have all kinds of fun adventures. That's where I met my new friend. She was all alone in the theater, said her mom was going to pick her up later. Can you imagine leaving a tasty young girl like this all alone in a dark movie house? Mama certainly wouldn't have let me go to the movies alone at that age. There was no telling what kind of pervert a kid could run into. At least I wasn't after little boys like some of those faggot-ass nut jobs out there. I may not have obeyed every commandment, but I knew enough not to be a homo. This time, Teal and Tammy were in Malibu trying to meet their favorite actor, who was only in town for spring break. They ran all over the place in bikinis and sundresses and spaghetti straps and no bras. It was a fun movie for families, and in fact, the audience was mostly moms and weekend dads with little kids clutching festive bags of popcorn, tiny mittens clipped to puffy winter coats. I love to watch movies with those twins, such beautiful girls. It'll be sad to see them get all old and ugly and wrinkled and gross. I hope they don't live long enough for that to happen. Fame can kill people pretty early sometimes. Then they'll be forever young to me, just like this one I've got right here. She'll never age another day. The nice thing about this house, I tell her, while I secure her straps to the dining table, is that you can scream bloody murder and no one will hear. Her eyes get all wide and scared when I say that, so I tell her it's just an expression. It's not as if I enjoy killing them, but if they're not going to even try to like me, I can't let them go. If one, just one of them, would be sweet and quiet and do what I told them, none of this choking and cutting and whatnot would be necessary. And I really wish it weren't. I don't really have the temperament for it. She's squirming on the table. I don't know if she knows I tied her to a board so I could move her around. She looks really scared, and I almost want to knock her out to stop her from being so upset. I want to at least give her a chance.